Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to this service again, and I just want you to know we continue to pray for you here at Liberty Baptist Church. You're in our hearts and on our minds, and we look forward to that day when the Lord opens the doors back up and we can come in there in person and hold service with you and see your smiling faces. You are not forgotten. I just hope that you're encouraged. I hope you're healthy, and we certainly pray that you're getting through this time when we know it's difficult for you. But we are thankful that the Lord allows us to put his word on DVD and take it there. And we're thankful for the staff at those places where you're at, that they allow someone to drop off the DVD and they'll take it and make sure you have an opportunity to watch it and listen to the Lord's word. So I want you to know we are thankful for each one of you. And we certainly look forward to that day we can see you again. I'd like to talk today about being a disciple, what it means to be a disciple. You know, I got to thinking about this, and I would imagine on a Sunday, you can probably find just a whole bunch of people that say they're a disciple of Jesus Christ. But I want to talk about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ Monday through Saturday. Okay, 7 days a week, Jesus Christ will accept nothing less than our very best towards him. Okay, I want to read this one verse. Well, actually, I think, Pastor, we'll read down through 26. But we're going to start in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And then we're going to take a look at what it means to be a disciple. We'll read these verses, then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, this is Jesus Christ speaking here, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? This verse 26 is what stops people from being a disciple of Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words. Now, I mentioned a minute ago that there's a lot of people that say they're a disciple of Jesus Christ on Sundays. They're not ashamed of Jesus and his words on a Sunday. But it's Monday through Saturday along with Sunday. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, that you've allowed us to put your word on DVD and take it to these precious folks. And I just pray, Father, that you give me words to say that would be an encouragement to them, that would be a help to them, Father. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning, Father. We just thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon himself and paid our sin debt on the cross. Father, we thank you for that. Just making a way possible for us to spend eternity with you in heaven. Father, speak to hearts today as only you can. Have your will and way, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to talk about being a disciple of Jesus Christ. You know, in the day and age we live right now, with this past election going on, things are kind of chaotic. They're not kind of chaotic. They're really a mess. Okay, I'll just tell it like it is. This country of ours is in a mess. Yeah, but I'm not talking about whether you want to follow President Trump or President Biden, because I don't want to be a disciple of either one of those two. I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Webster's Dictionary defines a disciple as one who receives instruction from another. One who receives instruction from another, not just listens to it or hears it, but he receives it. And adherent to the doctrines of another, the teachings of another. Okay, that's what a disciple is. That's what a disciple is. And Jesus Christ is the one we need to learn from. He's the one that we need to learn from his example. He's the one we need to pattern our lives after. You ever stop to think You ever stop to think of, with all the chaos that's going on in our country today, does the world need to see more people who are disciples of Jesus Christ? The world, the people in this world, need to see people who are following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. They need to see that. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. It says right here, For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. That's what God the Father wants each one of us to do. He wants us to follow in the steps of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Do we do that? You know, this is nearing the end of the day here while we're recording this. And just stop and think what happened throughout the day today. Were we following in the steps of Jesus Christ? Were we following in the steps of Jesus Christ? I'm going to go back to that definition. One who receives instruction from another. That's one definition for a disciple. Were we disciples of Jesus Christ today? Will we be tomorrow? Will we be tomorrow? Jesus demands total devotion from those who will be his disciples. See, that's what I was talking about. There's lots of people that say they're a disciple of Jesus Christ. There's lots of people that say they're saved. There's lots of people that call themselves Christians. Almost everybody in the world calls themselves a Christian. Christian means Christ-like. Christian means Christ-like. But as I look around in my daily life, I don't see a lot of Christ-like people. But these people will call themselves Christians. The reason the Lord laid this on my heart is because in January, when I think of the month of January, I'm thinking everything's new throughout the year. This is the year 2021. And last week I preached on forgiveness and how we should be a people that forgives throughout the year 2021. But I'm also, the Lord just impressed upon me, we need to be a disciple of Jesus Christ 7 days a week throughout the year 2021. If we could just concentrate on being Christ-like, if we could concentrate on receiving the instructions from Jesus Christ, if we could concentrate on paying attention to and learning and putting into practice the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Doctrine means teaching. So whatever Jesus Christ was teaching, let's try to apply that to our lives and live our lives that way, so we can be more Christ-like. But he demands total devotion. Let's look at Luke chapter 14. We'll go to Luke chapter 14 and we'll begin in verse 25 and we'll read down through 35. Luke 14, 25. Down through 35. And it says, "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Now, before I go any farther there, I just want to talk about that for a minute. It says, "And hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters." What the Lord's talking about there is if we love those people more than we love him. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about physical hatred toward your mom and dad, your wife and your brothers and sisters and your children. He's talking about placing those people before him. And we're talking about here counting the cost, okay? Jesus Christ comes first. He should come first in our lives. You know, I've been married for over 30 years, and he comes before my wife. And I, you know that, hon. I know you're watching. So, but But he comes first in my wife's life before me. Okay, and that's just what Jesus is saying here. Okay, I'm going to start over. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. And I'll tell you right there, we're not done reading this passage, but I'll tell you right there, the world is watching. And when we say we're a disciple of Jesus Christ, and we don't count the cost, and we don't finish our walk with him, but we turn back, they're mocking. They're waiting for it. They're wanting it to happen. And like I said a little bit ago, the world needs to see us being a disciple of Jesus Christ. They need to see it. Saying, or where are we at here? That's okay. Okay, next verse, please. One more. Saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the others is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? You need to count the cost. You know, if we were going to do I just did a little add-on to the house there and some other renovations around the house. And I tell you what, I seen the cost for the addition and the other add-ons, but then what? Then after you get it done, we added a bathroom. You got to have a sink and a toilet and a shower and a vanity. And after you get that in there, then what? Well, you got to have a mirror behind the vanity, and you got to have towel racks, and you got to have rugs down the floor. You got to count the cost. You know, no one goes out and buys a car without counting the cost first. You know, you got oil changes and tires and shocks and brakes and windshield wipers and you got so many things. You have insurance and registration. You need to count the cost. So many people want to jump on the bandwagon of saying they're a disciple of Jesus Christ, but they don't count the cost. We just got done reading where Jesus Christ said three times, if you don't do these things, you cannot be my disciple. And what we need in the year 2021 are true disciples of Jesus Christ. We need true disciples of Jesus Christ. The goal of a disciple, what should be our goal if we want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, let's take a look at Luke. Let's go to chapter 6, verse 40. We need to count the cost because it's just too easy. Well, yeah, we're going to read 6:40, but another verse just come to my mind. 6:40. And it says right here, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Perfect, perfect. They're talking about perfectly trained, just like the master. That should be our goal, right? We should want to be just like Jesus Christ. That should be our goal. That's why we should desire to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Scripture has several places in it where Jesus says, unless you do this, this, and this, you cannot be my disciple. We can call ourselves a disciple of Jesus Christ, but he's not calling us a disciple of his. You know, this verse just came to me. Matthew, I think it's 15:8. And if it's not, I'll have egg on my face. Matthew 15:8. Yeah. Matthew 15:8. You see, this is the problem when people call themselves disciples, but they have no intention of learning from Jesus Christ. They have no intention of being trained by him. They have no intention of following him. But they call themselves disciples. Why is that? Because it says, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth. That's easy. But it says here, and honoreth me with their lips. That's easy. But their heart is far from me. See, that's a sad state of affairs right there. And people can see through that in a heartbeat. Because what we're saying doesn't match up with how we're living. And this world needs to see disciples of Jesus Christ. The lost in this world who do not know Jesus Christ, they need to see true disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, for the year 2021, cannot we have a goal and strive and purpose in our hearts to want to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Can't we do that? For all he's done for us, can't we do that? You know, let's look at Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29. Well, we'll start in verse 28 because I like that verse too. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And in verse 29 it says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, that's what God wants us to do. Be conformed to the image of his son. And if we're not being trained by the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we're not learning from the doctrines that he has gave us, we're not being conformed. The world, if we're not being conformed by Jesus Christ, we are being conformed by the world. There's no mistaking that. I've said many times, we're not on neutral ground. We're either on his side or we're on the devil's side. There's no middle ground, people. A lot of people don't like to think about either one. Well, I tell you something, when they physically die, they're going to know the truth. It's one or the other. And you don't get to make that choice after you die. We need to make the decision now to be disciples of Jesus Christ. The marks of a disciple of Jesus abides in his words. We can't say we're a disciple when we have nothing to do with the word of God. You can't do that. Let's look at let's go to the book of John and look in chapter 8, verse 31. John 8, 31 says right here, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Do we get into the word of God? Do we call ourselves disciples and never get into the word of God? I'm telling you what it says right here. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Let's look at chapter 14, verse 15. Chapter 14, verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. How are we going to keep his commandments if we're not in the word of God? How are we going to be a disciple of his if we don't continue in the word of God? We must be diligent students of what Christ taught. And that, you know what? When you think of a student, you think of a young person, right? You don't have all this gray hair like I do. But when it comes to being taught by Christ, there's no age limit. There is absolutely no age limit. You know, I'm speaking to you folks in these assisted living facilities. And I know, you know, I've been in there enough. I know it's tough. I know it's hard when you get to... when you get up there in age. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has something for you to do. And we need to be in his word to find out what that is, to have our hearts encouraged, to know how to be a disciple of his, how to follow him, how to be exactly like him, because he's our example. You can be a disciple of time. You know, don't think it's too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. You can be a disciple of Jesus Christ tomorrow. You can be. We must be diligent students of what Christ taught. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15 says right here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We cannot do that if we're not into the word of God. We can't. Now, I also know in those assisted living facilities for you folks that are in there, I know it's tough to read. I mean, my eyes are getting worse all the time. So I can appreciate what you're going through there. But I know Pastor Mike Austin here at Liberty Baptist Church is trying to set something up so you can read the Bible and or listen to the Bible. Okay, so Lord willing, that's coming your way. It's coming your way. You know, it also requires, being a disciple of Jesus Christ requires us to be a doer of the word. It requires that. Okay, let's look at James chapter 1. We'll go to James 1 and read 22 through 25. This is what the world needs to see. Okay, I told you a couple times now that in the year 2021, the lost out there, this world out there needs to see true disciples of Jesus Christ. And if we're not a doer of the word, we're not a true disciple of Jesus Christ. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Churches are filled with people who only want to hear the word of God. But as soon as the church service is over and they're out the door and in their vehicle, they're not a doer. Deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We need to be doers of the Lord's word. We need to be doers. We're in James. Let's read 17, chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Even so faith, you know, we all say, everyone that says that they're a disciple of Jesus Christ says they have faith in him. Well, let's take a look here. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. In verse 18, it says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. This world needs to see our faith in Jesus Christ by our works. We need to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And if we skip down to verse 26, it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, and that's what happens when we physically die, our spirit leaves our body, we are dead. And it goes on to say, so faith without works is dead. It's a dead faith. This world is tired of seeing people with dead faith. I don't care where you're at, whether you're in assisted living or whether you're 10 years old around your mom and dad's house. People are tired of seeing people saying they have faith in Jesus Christ, but they have no works to back that up. It goes back to Matthew 15:8. People will honor the Lord Jesus Christ with their mouth and their lips, but their heart is far from him. Their heart is far from him. Another mark of a true disciple is his love for the brethren. Okay, when Jesus Christ walked this earth, he had love for everybody. He didn't condone sin. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he cared for everybody. A true mark of a disciple of Jesus Christ is someone that loves the brethren. When we're talking about the brethren, we're talking about people who know the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are our brothers and sisters in Christ. He's talking about we should love those people. Okay, we should love them. Let's look at John chapter 13. And that's just another mark of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. John chapter 13, 34 and 35. But we fail at this too. Everyone's out for themselves. You know, well, I shouldn't say everybody. Most people are out for themselves. They don't see the person next to them. They don't care about the person next to them. And we're talking about a saved person and another saved person who has the same Heavenly Father, the same Savior, and we don't care about each other. We don't see their needs. We don't love the brethren. But can we do that in the year 2021? Can we do that? John 13, 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this," right here it is, "by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Boy, I tell you, the world needs to see that. The world needs to see it. I'll tell you something else. Within the walls of a church, within the walls of the church, the people in there need to see each one of us loving each other the way Christ loves us, okay? You don't just say, and it goes back to Matthew 15, 8, you don't just say you love the brethren. It's by what we do. It's by what we do. It's by seeing their needs, meeting their needs if we can, if the Lord allows us to. It's about encouraging them. It's not about me being better than them or them being better than me. We're both sinners, saved by the grace of God. There's no difference in us. Can't we love one another? Can't we love one another? Jesus said, you know, people are going to notice you're my disciple if you have love for the brethren. Our love for one another is patterned after the love Jesus has for each one of us. You know, we just read that in verse 34. He wants us to love our brothers and sisters in Christ the same way he loves us. Our love for one another should be visible to the world. That was what we read in verse 35. Another mark of a true disciple is bearing much fruit. That's the mark of a disciple, bearing much fruit. Look at John chapter 15. We're right here close by. And I'm going to read the first 8 verses here. John 15, 1. "I am the true vine," that's Jesus Christ, "and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." Why would he take that branch away? Because they're not true disciples. They're not a disciple of Jesus Christ. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." Verse 5, it says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." And in verse 8 it says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." A disciple, a true disciple of Jesus Christ, will bear fruit. You say, "Well, I'm in this assisted living facility. I don't get a chance to get out and go door to door or talk to a lot of people." What about the person sitting next to you? What about the person sitting across from you? What about the person that works there that brings you your meals or comes into your room or whatever it might be, what about them? The Lord loves them. Do we love them? Are we a disciple of Jesus Christ? You know, I think of the time, the woman at the well, and so many other times, Jesus just stopped and preached to these people because he's seen their soul. And he died for their sins. And he wanted them to know that. He wanted them to have an opportunity to accept him as Savior. So do we see the soul of those around us, no matter where we're at? Do we see their soul and know that it's going to spend an eternity in heaven or in hell? Do we love them enough to share the gospel with them? Do we love them enough to share Jesus Christ with them? If you're not a disciple of Jesus Christ, you never will. You just won't. Jesus, you know, being a disciple of Jesus Christ will lead other people to glorify God. Being a disciple of Jesus Christ will lead other people to glorify God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men." Now we're getting at being a true disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus did. He lit up everyone's life with his life. And he gives us that light when we accept him as Savior. So it's his light coming through us, okay? "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Faith without works is dead. "That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." A true disciple of Jesus Christ, the effect he will have on other people will lead them to glorify God. It will lead them to glorify God. Not us. Not us. I don't want anyone's glorifying me for whatever reason. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. And to be honest, neither are you. He's everything. Our lives should glorify him, and our lives should lead other people to glorify him, and it never will happen unless we're a true disciple of Jesus Christ. It just won't happen. Well, let's take a look at 1 Peter 2:12. First Peter 2:12 says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." Jesus, all Jesus did was good works. And if we're going to follow his example and be a true disciple of his, then other people will see our good works. And that will lead to them glorifying God. That will lead to them glorifying God. You know, the cost of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, like I talked about before, you need to count the cost. You need to count the cost. What verse is that? Luke 9:62, is it? I'll find it here real quick. Yep, Luke 9:62. You need to count the cost. It says, "And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." He says you're not even fit for the kingdom of God. Everyone that knows Jesus Christ as their Savior, what do we have to look back for? We might as well learn from him, follow his example, and be a disciple of his. Because there's nothing to turn back for. And Jesus says, if you do, you're not even fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus must come first in our lives if we're going to be a disciple of his. Let's look at Luke chapter 14. We're in Luke. Let's go to chapter 14 and we'll read 25 and 26. Jesus must come first. It says, And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and oh, we already read this, yeah, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. The point is here that he must come first before our mother and father and brother and sisters, before our wives, before our own selves. Jesus Christ must come first if we're going to be his disciple. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 through 37. 34 through 37, it says, Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus must come first in each one of our lives if we're going to be a true disciple of his. Does he come first in your life? Did he come first in your life throughout this day? Will he come first in your life tomorrow? Or is it just he's somebody you think of once or twice a day? He must come first. Well, let's see here. We probably need to start coming down to the end sometime or another. We should be living godly lives in an ungodly world. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. It says here, But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, this is Paul talking now, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We should be living godly lives in an ungodly world that will point the ungodly people to Jesus Christ. The world hates us, and therefore we will be subject to persecutions and suffering to some degree. If you're going to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you might as well know right now the world is going to hate you. The lost out there that do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're going to hate you. That's part of counting the cost. Okay, let's just take a look at John chapter 15, verse 8 and 19. John chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. If the world hate you, and if you're going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, they're going to hate you. Ye know that it hated me first before it hated you. In verse 19 it says, If you were of the world would love his own. You see that right there? I'll finish that verse here in a second. But that right there is why so many Christians, people that call themselves Christians, that's why they never face any backlash from the people in this world who do not know Jesus Christ, because they blend right in. They just blend in. And I'm telling you, in the year 2021, what the world needs to see are true disciples. It says, if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. You need to count the cost. You need to count the cost. If you're going to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, know right now for a certainty that they hated Jesus Christ, just as we read, and they're going to hate you. They're going to hate you. I tell you the truth, you know, before I was saved, I was 33 years old when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I can't honestly recall back in saying I hated Christians. But I didn't want anything to do with them. I can tell you that. I'm sure there was a time or two in my life I mocked them. But people will do that to us too. But we need to keep living a godly life for Jesus Christ. We need to keep being a disciple, a true disciple of Jesus Christ, to draw them out of that darkness. We need to draw them out of that darkness with our lives. Well, you know, The cost of discipleship required by Jesus has caused many people to turn from following him. We already looked at Luke 9:62. But Jesus was never trying to attract a large crowd. He was never trying to attract a large crowd. That wasn't his purpose. He wants true disciples. He wants people who will follow his example. The 3 years he walked the face of this earth, there was 3 years worth of examples. Not only that, but we have a book here that's filled with examples. It's filled with examples. When's the last time you were in this book? When's the last time you read the Word of God? When's the last time you listened to the Word of God? You know, for the year, well, I'm going to close, but for the year 2021, and this is only, what, roughly the third week of January, we have a whole year ahead of us if the Lord doesn't return. Can we be a true disciple of Jesus Christ 7 days a week? You know, stop and think about this for a minute. Whatever is on your agenda for tomorrow, wherever the Lord allows you to do tomorrow, and whether you acknowledge that or not, we can do nothing tomorrow without the Lord allowing us to do that. So I'll word it that way. What he allows us to do tomorrow, will people see us as a disciple of his? Or are we just going to blend in with those around us? I'm telling you, the world needs to see true disciples of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, just to put your word on DVD. I just pray it was a blessing to these folks. I pray that they've been helped by your words, Father. And I just pray, Father, that in this year coming up and beyond, Father, if you allow us that time, that our lives would reflect what you have done for us. Our lives would reflect the love that you have for us. Father, may our lives show the lost people out there that do not know Jesus Christ. May our lives shine light into their dark lives, Father, their hopeless lives, and draw them out of there and point them to Christ, Father. Help us in the days ahead to be that true disciple of Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.